This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Once upon a time, cheese in this country was spelled K-R-A-F-T. Oscar Mayer, come on, sing it with me now, had a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A. But the owner of those brands, Kraft Heinz, has admitted that they are in some T-R-O-U-B-L-E. The packaged food giant said it's going to write down the value of Kraft and Oscar Mayer by more than $15 billion American dollars. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains why those iconic brands just ain't what they used to be.
Food companies like Heinz used to promote the fact that their food was sterile, scientifically prepared, untouched by human hands. NYU food studies professor Amy Bentley says things have changed.
Nowadays, we want people to touch our food. We want to know the farmer who's grown the apples or the grapes.
Consumers are favoring healthier foods from newer brands. A lot of legacy companies have responded to changing tastes by merging. In 2015, Heinz bought Kraft Foods, which included Oscar Mayer, for $45 billion. Evan Raleigh, a professor of management at the University of Minnesota, says the $15 billion write-down of Kraft and Oscar Mayer means Heinz paid too much for the brands.
What they're saying is, we thought it was worth more than what we think it's worth based on the information we have today.
Kraft Heinz tried to revive the brands by cutting costs. John Stanton, a professor of food marketing at St. Joseph's University, says those cuts came with a downside.
You know, why don't we not have so many salesmen out there? Why don't we cut back on our advertising? That leads to less sales.
Kraft Heinz CEO says the company will look to consolidate further and maybe sell off some brands. Evan Raleigh at the University of Minnesota says to truly survive, Kraft needs to create products that people actually want to buy.
You can't just keep cutting costs forever. You can't just keep growing your way out of trouble. You actually have to generate products that are useful for society.
A Kraft Heinz spokesperson says the company's beefing up its innovation and that it's still cutting costs. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.